Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like,
you with the crew?
You from the D?
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold.
You see skins, girl?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305.
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 47?
You see Judges 62?
Shohei's 50-50.
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city. Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, good morning to you. And it's it was Wednesday, Middle Child Wednesday, and this hot July, mid-July, man, July 15th. Here we are, right smack dab in the middle of the month. And I'm Scott Spisano. There's Middle Child herself, Sandy Waters. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. We're, how'd you do with the heat yesterday?
It's all a blur. What did everybody hang there?
Okay, it was 9,000 degrees.
It was 9,000.
Everybody died, and you were like, what happened?
Oh, no, I had to record a client video. That's why. I was like, why was I indoors as much as I was? Yeah, I was recording a client video. But then at night, it was like 7 o'clock. I went for a walk. It wasn't bad. By 7 o'clock, it was nice.
It was 80 when I woke up this morning.
Well, whatever. I went for a walk with my daughter at 7 o'clock. It was nice, I thought. But I did not take Walter for a walk because the mini schnauzer.
Right, yeah, I was going to say. Right,
yeah. Because it was hot. What'd you do? Stay inside?
Yeah, it was in and out. Contractor day again at the house, and there was, like, doors open and hoses going in for, like, air hammers and stuff like that. So it was kind of hot in and out. Tried to keep my dog from getting out because the door was open all day.
Your dog likes to escape.
Well, yeah. I mean, she's got her invisible fence thing, but still, she's like, next thing you know, it's like, where's the dog?
Scotty's
eating deer poop.
Dog.
Eating deer poop. Thank you. Little piles of tricks.
How long have you had this dog?
I don't know, a couple years.
And how many times have you lost the dog?
She hasn't gotten away in about 6 or 8 months. Like, disappeared. I think she's finally over that phase now that she's a teenager.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Kids, you know. Yeah. During the show, your wife would call you in a panic.
Yeah.
And then you'd be like, oh my God, she lost the dog again.
My big thing about this dog is she finds stuff in the yard to eat that is not eatable.
Okay. You keep harping on it. It's early in the morning. We don't want to talk about it. And that's just a dog thing to do.
I've never had dogs that ate poop before.
Okay. Can you stop saying that? We're trying to wake up and have breakfast.
I'm Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. How about you guys? Today's the 4th, 15th. I don't even know what day I'm at. The 15th of July. Scott Spisiano here, Sandy Waters. We're out there looking like another hot day. Not as wicked hot as yesterday, but hazy hot. Like, you're talking 88 degrees. And the hazy part is back to haunt us again like it did a couple years ago. I started to notice it yesterday, Sandy.
Did you?
Yeah.
It's the Canadian wildfires.
Yeah.
Thank you, Canada.
That golden glow in the sky.
That is so frustrating. I think every single person thinks that. It is so frustrating because we only get so many days where we can go outside and enjoy the weather. And now we're told, hey, you know what? It's not the healthiest to breathe in. So if you were going to go for a run, maybe you shouldn't.
Is that what they're saying?
If you have pets, maybe. Well, you know, they're going to downplay it. They're going to say if you already have like asthma or you have some kind of something going on.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Already.
Right.
Be extra cautious and maybe try to stay indoors. But I know they're like downplaying that. they can't say, everybody stay inside. Oh my God, danger, well, no, danger, because we're going to freak out.
No, no, stop being a conspiracy theorist. When it gets bad enough, they'll tell you. They're not underplaying it.
They're underplaying it.
Okay, tinfoil head.
Is that it? I didn't even think I was talking in conspiracy theories.
Sandy, do you realize everything you say is anti-establishment? Everything you think of, every company, every call service, everybody's trying to screw you and everybody's trying to pull the wool over your eyes. Everything goes through that filter in you. You know
I
that,
did
right?
not see myself as anti-establishment in Yeah.
You hate taxes, you hate this, you hate corporate greed.
I'm a regular American.
Well, so do I, but I'm not going to say that they're underplaying our health.
No, they're underplaying it. I'm a realist. I'm pragmatic.
Give me the facts.
I know what's happening.
Give me the facts and then I'll believe you.
They ain't going to give you the facts.
That's right.
You're not going to like them.
They're all out to kill us.
You're not going to like them.
If they kill us all, then who's going to pay taxes? So listen, it'll get worse, but it's not that bad yet. So they haven't ramped it up to like hair on fire kind of air quality yet.
Even though I'm still going to go outside. Maybe I won't take the dog for it. Maybe I'll protect my dog, but I won't protect myself. I got to go outside. It's nice.
You're not going to run like an Ironman triathlon today. That's probably not good for you.
Are you going to wear a face mask? No, today's not a face mask day, is it?
It's not there yet. It's not there yet. I think it was June 2023. When it was so visible and you can actually smell fire part. I mean, yesterday I noticed just that golden glow-ish haze. And I'm thinking, is it because it's the middle of the summer or is it? Gee, I wonder if those Canadian wildfires are happening. And then I look and I'm like, oh, yeah, here they come.
There you go. Look at you.
Yeah, which is horrible. I mean, you know, talk about like, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of acres being out of control. It's kind of scary, you know?
Yeah, well... I'm sure your day won't change much because of it today.
It will not. And they haven't put like a, you know how like they do like a scale of 1 to 10 kind of badness thing on it yet?
Oh, they did today.
No,
yeah, you're right.
They're not there
You know
yet.
What? It's unfortunate because the smell of campfire is a great smell. It's a great smell.
I know.
Like a few years ago when you were saying you could smell a hint of it, it was like, ooh, this is like. It's a nice potpourri. Like I'd buy a candle that smells like that.
It's coming up on 12 after 6 now on 98.9 The Buzz, Spaziano and Sandy. So officially, it's going to be hazy sun because of the wildfire stuff and 88 degrees. Tomorrow, a little cooler. And by the weekend, maybe close to, you know, 82. So we're just going to kind of go down in temperature throughout the next 4 or 5 days.
The Buzz.
Cyclosporiasis.
That Hello. Is the reason why my husband and I got into a little mini fight yesterday at the dinner table.
Because of the parasite that's invading our vegetables?
It's Spaziano and Sandy. It is 98.9 The Buzz. And yes, if you are a nurse or a doctor or anybody in the medical field who has really extensive knowledge in this and you're listening right now, can you please 818-2899 call into the show?
Okay.
So they're saying, you know, washing your vegetables, yes, but it doesn't always necessarily get rid of this nastiness. And this is the part that I need clarification on. Because when I looked it up, it said
sporasis
is an intestinal illness caused by ingesting food or water contaminated with human feces. Containing the microscopic parasite. Human feces?
Yeah.
What?
Do you realize the process of getting a vegetable down your table? Or a fruit? It involves dirt.
Tell me how farming works, Scott.
No, I mean think about the system it takes to get it from the field to your table.
Yeah, but I've never seen that before. Like human feces, you think of like just, I don't know. I never really sat there and thought when they said, E. coli or this is causing this or that. Salmonella, E. coli. I never really put my mind to thinking what is the root of it.
Yeah.
When I saw it in writing, human feces, that just, it hit a little different. So now, and they said it cannot be easily spread directly from person to person.
No.
Right? You have to eat this. And they're saying bagged salad mixes and pre-cut salad kits, romaine lettuce, fresh cilantro and basil, snow peas, green onions.
Stuff that's got ridges, like even like raspberries or
raspberries
strawberries.
Raspberries is another one.
Yeah, anything that's got little crinkles in it.
And they say standard washing under the tap does not guarantee the parasite will be removed.
Nice.
So they say, listen, if you're really worried, just skip the bagged salad. Okay. So that's the choice I would like to make. And then my husband served us dinner. And now beggars can't be choosers. He's so wonderful, he is cooking dinner. Because we know I don't know how. And I saw him pull out of the fridge a bag Caesar salad. Ah. And I was like, ugh. And then the girls also said, yeah, Dad, I don't want the salad.
Yeah.
Don't you know, Dad, there's this parasite? And my husband, that's it. Done. He was upset. You can't live in fear. What are you just not going to eat? Bop, 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 bop.
Right now, there's over 2,000 cases in America, 31 states.
I don't want the runs, explosive runs. I'm sorry. I'm not touching anything green until we get over this.
Symptoms usually start about a week. Up to 2 weeks, it could like hang out before it gives you the bangs. That's like, when did this happen? Like, when did I get it? It's not like that, you know, like that night. So
what are you doing? Are you on my husband's side? Are you like my husband where you can't live in fear, just eat. If
no.
it's going to happen, it's going to happen.
No.
Or are you like anti, nope,
I know the
say
or.
No.
I know the or. Listen, I'm washing my, it's like, whoa, the or, you surprised me. No, you got to understand, you got to wash your food. You got to wash your vegetables. I'm even more vigilant now.
But they're saying just running it underwater, washing it, is not going to take care of it.
No, I got a box of baking soda, like the size of like a giant cereal box. And I'm putting that in, I'm vinegar, baking soda, washy-washy, doing all that stuff now. I even 3D printed a cyclone colander where you put the water from the sink goes down into the hole and then it spins around inside it. And like rinses, it's like a little washing machine.
Mm.
Yeah, you can get those now.
But so you're skipping the bag salad.
I don't do bag salad now.
Listen to how he says it. He said it in the most condescending, talking down to people. I don't do bag salad.
I've never done bag salad. And you know the reason?
The inflection of your voice was funny.
Do you know why?
Okay, anyone else on the side? What side are you on? Are you on my husband's side? Well, whatever. They're still selling it in the stores. Yes, I got to get the bag salad. You can't live in fear. Or are you on the totally opposite side where you're washing your vegetables with baking soda and vinegar like Scotty?
You'd be proud of me. I don't buy bag salad because it's way more expensive than a head of lettuce.
Yeah, I know. That's what I tell my husband.
Yeah.
What's your little baking soda vinegar concoction?
Sometimes I just sprinkle baking soda and water on it and then just scrub them. And then sometimes I'll do baking soda and vinegar and make it bubble up. Let it sit in a bowl. Wash it, rinse it. Rinse it off with some water.
I've never heard of that.
Really?
Okay. Is it good to sprinkle? Where'd you get this?
She doesn't trust me, so she's going to a computer, the AI that is general.
Yeah,
sure.
Baking soda on my veggies
to wash them. Yeah.
For this explosive poop thing going around. Going around. Let's see what it says. Just sprinkle baking soda?
What's it say to do?
Baking soda can help remove some of the pesticide residue from the surface of its fruits and vegetables, but it doesn't reliably kill viruses or bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
So here you are thinking you're all fancy pants.
What about the vinegar, baking soda and vinegar? Now they say 7,000 cases of cyclosporiasis confirmed are under investigation.
Oh, you got to get a brush. Do you have a vegetable brush?
No.
You got to get a vegetable brush. Listen, I'm not going to eat this food. This is too much work.
They say either that or cook it to 158 degrees or more, which, you know, you don't cook lettuce unless you're grilling it.
Forget it. That's it. Here I am trying to be healthy, making salads for myself. Not anymore. I'm going right to the jar of Nutella.
And they still don't know the source of the outbreak. They do not know where it's coming from, if it's coming from one or more places around the country. So there you go.
So you can go to the farmer's market because they said that probably is a better option for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Less poopy hands on it between the industrial farms and the local farms.
Farmer's market or jars of Nutella instead of the lettuce. There you go. That's our advice for you. Good luck.
Godspeed.
Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Scott Spisano, Sandy Waters. Wanted to check on my daughter at camp yesterday because it was 94 degrees. And she's at Y camp. There's like 400 kids there.
Right there. That's all you have to say.
Yeah, I know. Here we go.
She's at day camp, summer camp, and you had to what?
I wanted to stop by and bring an extra, you know, jug of water for her or something like that, or make sure her sunscreen was appropriate. Because sometimes, you know, they say, yeah, but like, I'm like, does your counselor make sure they put it on you? She's like, yeah, but like, sometimes she comes home sunburned, and I'm thinking, you know.
So did you? Did you step by and check on her?
I mean, it's right.
Make sure the adults in the room were doing their job.
Yeah, the teenagers in the room. I live right around the corner. It's not like I'm far away. It's not like I have to travel to the Finger Lakes or anything. It's just at the Y. So I'm like, nah, maybe I'll slide by. I mean, Wegmans is right there. So,
did you?
You know, and it was hot out. It was 94 degrees, and it was brutal.
Did you stop by?
Even though there was a bit of a breeze, you know, I'm thinking, how much shade? No, I didn't stop by.
You didn't stop by. Why didn't you stop by?
I don't want to get judged.
There you go. Because you're judging yourself. Yeah.
But she's like that kind of girl that she doesn't, I mean, I love her so much. She's 6 years, she's almost seven, but like, if you don't tell her to drink water, her lips will like fall off. Like, three times this winter, she hadn't drank enough water during the day, and she got all these chapped lips and stuff like that. I'm like,
the camp counselors know what they're doing. They're making sure the kids are drinking. They're making sure there's sunscreen on them. You don't got to stop. How would that look? Anybody who does that or has done that, camp counselor, do parents really show up to check in, to make sure?
I just happen to be in the area, honey.
Well, then take your kid. If you're home at this time, your kid should be home with you playing.
It's funny because I was, as I was thinking about it, I'm going through my head the pros and cons, right? Well, first of all, the counselors that are standing at each of their posts at the in the parking lot, there's like a kiosk for every group of kids, right? I'm thinking, well, why is he showing up? And then I also thought, in order to check on her, they have to radio down and figure out where she is.
Oh, process,
and
right.
Call where she is. And just to have her come up to me. Just have her come up to me and be like, hi, Dad, what do you need? You're bothering me. And I'm thinking, okay,
right. Oh, I just want to make sure you reapplied your sunscreen, honey. Meanwhile, the sound effect of the helicopter is going off.
Right, of all people.
When did you turn into the helicopter, Dad?
When I had a girl.
Oh, how many other dads can say that?
Yeah,
I wonder.
So true.
Gosh, I wonder if my husband would have been different if we had a son. Any other parent listening right now, you have a girl. Did you act different?
Yeah, when you're blessed with one of each or more of, you know, both.
Yeah.
Okay, obviously, the first one is all you know, whether it's a boy or girl. And then the second one, it's a whole different world.
But I don't understand. Like, a kid is a kid. A kid needs sunscreen.
You got to understand, you've never had a boy. I mean, you've had your niece, not nephew, whatever. You get a little taste of it, but you see the difference between the two genders.
Yeah, but I don't understand. What would make you care more if it's a daughter with drinking and sunscreen more than a boy? It's not like the boy's going to think to drink more than the girl, because the girls are more, like, responsible in the respect of you tell them what to do and they'll follow directions.
Not at that age.
But if you're going to compare the genders, so why would you not care as much about your boys?
I don't know.
I don't know
what it is. Maybe it's because they were first and I didn't know better.
You have said if you did show up?
What
would have been your excuse?
I would have had something in my hand. I would have had like another jug of water for her or something.
I would have had something in my hand.
You know, sunscreen, something like that. I don't know. Anyway, all right. Hold back your fears, people. It's coming up on 7:652.
Oh, that's so funny. I can't believe you. So out of character.
I know. Hate surprising you, but that's the way it's been lately.
Okay, why not answering your door might be putting you in danger.
Coming up.
98.9 The Buzz. Introducing the all-new MLB Plus. Your ticket to streaming baseball's best. Let's go! Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's really refreshing!
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, you, what's up? It's our 7 o'clock hour, 98.9 The Buzz, Fazina and Sandy. Some hazy Canadian wildfire golden skies today in the next couple of days. It's probably going to get worse tomorrow, Thursday, Friday. So just to let you know. Today, not as hot, and about 88 degrees.
Hey, listen, not to alarm you or anybody, you know, I don't want to panic you, but not answering your doorbell might be putting you in danger. So that whole... That whole duck and dive when the doorbell rings.
That you do?
That I do. That is the only way I know how to answer the door.
It's not?
It's not to answer. So yesterday I got home and I had my flow going and then the doorbell rang. And I was like, oh God, I got a good flow going over here. Actually, Walter, it was weird why Walter didn't start barking. Anyhow, so I walk over to the door and I look out the side window. And as I was looking out the side window, the dude at the door, he's wearing a white polo shirt and jorts. He was, at the same time as I was looking out, he was looking away. You know how sometimes when you're waiting for someone to answer the door, you kind of just look around, like, you know, trying to be cool. So as I was looking out, he's looking away. And then I go, oh, he didn't see me. Good. I'll walk away. And I walk back into the kitchen to where he can't see me.
That's so
but
funny.
But clearly, garage doors open. All the vehicles are in there.
Right. Looks like people are home.
People are clearly home. And I did not answer the door because I am not doing this pushy pest control salesperson again. Because I hear more and more people talking about that. But they say when you don't answer the door, that's showing signs that you're not home. So either they're taking note of the pattern of when you're not home or immediately right after they try to break in and break into your house.
So it's less safe if you don't
answer
the door.
It's less safe. But if you answer the door, then I don't know.
Then tell them to go away.
Push me out of the way and then break into my house anyhow. Like there's no way. What's the right way to do this?
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, then I took Walter for a walk and I found this kid. He was going up and down with his little scooter. He must be that pushy pest control person going up and down with his scooter in and out of house. But he was barely, I mean, like every, not one person answered the door. Every garage door was open and everybody had vehicles in their car.
In the driveway.
I was like, this poor dude.
A rite of passage when you're in your 20s, just out of college, looking for a gig. Man.
He wasn't even really waiting long at the door. Like, it was barely ringing the doorbell because he knew he was about to get denied.
I was in the garage, I don't know, finding a tool, and I heard somebody humming the other day, a female voice. I'm like, oh, and I turn around. She's, oh, I didn't see you there. And she had a clipboard and a lanyard and the whole package.
Ah, boy, what's she pushing?
Yeah, I was actually on the phone with my wife. I'm like, hold on. And, you know, when you get the phone up to your ear and someone walks up that you don't know, that's the first sign of, oh, good, I'm getting out of this. Right?
I look for my phone to grab when I'm like, okay.
Right.
Or I walk by the chatty neighbor. I'm like, oh, I don't have time for
a
chat.
I'm busy.
I'm pretending I'm talking to myself. Yeah.
I literally said to her, she says, hi. I said, hi. How did I say it? It just came out naturally, but it wasn't aggressive and it wasn't mean, but it was to the point. I'm trying to remember what I said. I'm like, she's like, hi, I didn't see you there. I was just wondering. I said, thank you for whatever your cause is, but you need to go to the next property.
Thank you for whatever your cause is. Property.
But you got to go to the next property.
Who talks like that? Next
it
property?
Just came out like that. It was the weirdest thing. And she's like, oh, okay. she wasn't even like that. You know how you're supposed to counter that negative by saying something else? She didn't even bother. She was like, okay.
How is that even working? I am so curious. How much money do you make if you're one of those people? Because I've seen an influx, especially this summer already. Mm. How do you really get sales?
Is it worth it?
Is it worth it? Because when I was watching this kid go up and down the driveways, barely ringing the doorbell, it clearly people are home. Not one person is answering. That's got to be like, you got to have thick skin. Talk about the profession where you need thick skin. That's got to be it.
That's where your sales trainer says, no means next. You know. And one of these days you'll get a hit and it'll be all worth it.
But it even feels scammy. Like, I don't know if I would...
I don't feel it as a scam. I see it as a different way of getting through to you and marketing it.
Yeah, I don't...
The service could be fine. It's just the delivery system of how they get the word into your head.
I could even be looking for pest control. The minute you come to my door, I could be in the middle of a conversation with my husband discussing who to call, you ring the doorbell, offering me pest control, and I'm still turning you away because I feel like this is a scam or overpriced or some kind of ripoff.
Yeah, right.
It's like the signs that I see at the corner, too. Like at street corners where it's like,
Really?
You know.
I don't.
I don't like those signs either.
If I see like lawn rolling and I want my lawn rolled, I'm like,
no, I'm not calling you.
Yeah, I'll call it. Thing is, that's when you're like, okay, I made the effort to call, and then they show up, and then you're like, then you feel bad saying, okay, thanks for your quote, I'm going to get two other ones. So,
do you feel bad?
I do, yeah, a little bit.
But I don't. I tell them up front. Listen, you're part of my research here. I'm going to get other quotes. I say that at the very start. I'm going to get other quotes, but I want to price that out with you first.
That's a good setup, though. That's a good setup.
Then they know. Yeah. Then they know.
Yeah.
I'm no sucker.
But do they come back to you saying, well, what's your lowest quote? Do they do that? Do they start that sales technique?
Nobody ever has.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
No. There you go. If you duck dive like I do, maybe not the smartest idea. I don't know.
So will you answer the next door? Will you next answer the next door?
No. I absolutely will not.
About a little after quarter after 7 here, 7:16 on 98.9. The Buzz is Jerk or Justified. We got a voice message.
He's tired of being the chivalrous dad. That's what's on trial, and that's what you're deciding today.
Unique, untouchable, and always unpredictable. Jerk or Justified with Spezzano and Sandy.
98.9, The Buzz.
Hey, guys, can I ask why, as me, the husband, I have to give up all rights across all my seats on the airplane except the middle? My wife is barely 5 feet tall, and we have a 9-year-old here, and I'm being the good man at 6'1", and I'm stuck in the middle seat. Come on now. Jerk or Justified.
Chivalry is dead. Or is it?
I do have a friend. Kind of the same scenario.
Right.
But, she'll make her husband. She just expects it. Like, dad just knows he gets stuck with, like, even my husband. He just knows he gets stuck in the middle. If there's three seats, he's going in the middle. And he's the biggest of all of us. And I don't know why. I never...
Yeah, that's exactly my life, too. And it was partially my fault. Well, my wife likes the aisle. She doesn't like to cross over anyone, even if it's family, to get out to if she needs to go to the bathroom. So she's always on the aisle. She loves the aisle. I'm like, okay. I love the window seat. But as dad, when we first took Ellie on an airplane, I'm like, ooh, let's sit here and take a look at and look at the clouds. And now that's her seat forever. Every time we fly.
Well, God, I hope so.
Yeah.
That would be horrible to have your kids not sit at the window.
Well, you know, when you have a little kid.
You just wanted to act like you're a hero. That would be so bad.
When you have a kid, you know.
Nobody's applauding you right now.
No. You want to protect them on either side. So you put them in the middle seat and you put up the armrest and they sleep on your lap.
No, you don't want to protect them on either side. That's not why parents put their kid in the middle. They put their kid in the middle so both parents can help. Mom puts the kid in the middle if the kid is in the middle so dad can pitch in and help too.
If you have them, you know, next to you, you can always reach them over and they can lay in your lap and they can fall asleep. It's easier than going the other way. Then you and mom can't help. It's just you or mom who's in the middle or whatever. But dads are always put in the middle seat, and I can feel his pain.
All right, before we get calls, an 818-2899, or you can leave us a message like he did or on socials, 98.9 The Buzz on socials. We got to predict the outcome, Scotty. How do you feel? How do you vote? And then what's the prediction?
And this is about his family making him do this. I don't know. You go first. What do you think? What do you think?
We do it. For some reason, my husband always gets the uncomfortable spot, and I wonder if that's the go-to for all families, where dad is always in the middle or dad is always uncomfortable. Mm. I'm going to say the family's justified, because I kind of feel like I'm going to say the family's justified, and I'm going to say predict the outcome to be justified. Everyone would agree that a dad appreciates and loves the fact that they are the hero.
Yeah, he's going to be uncomfortable for 4 hours.
Yes.
My prediction is the majority is going to say it's a jerk move in this day and age. 818-2899. Let's go. I feel the same way. Let's go. Hi, The Buzz. Jerk or justified? What about this guy's family? Are they jerk or justified for slapping him in the middle seat?
I'm going to say jerk. I agree with Scott.
Ah, yay. Ha-ha.
Wait, now, did you say? I don't know if Scott said jerk.
Did
you say jerk?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's just like, you know, I mean, you got to go for comfort. But, you know, I mean, if you're a family of three, you, mom, and the kid, right? You're going to take care of the kid either whatever seat you're in anyways. It doesn't matter. You're both going to pitch in.
You know what's funny, though? Scott's wife is a little bit taller than he is, so he does deserve to be in the middle. It's not a chivalrous thing. It's a height thing.
What's your name? Who's this?
My name is Jamie.
Jamie, your first call through. You got tickets to go see the Bands at Barnard show next Wednesday night, a week from tonight. It's called Classic Skinner, Southern Steel Live.
I'm so excited for the VIP bathroom.
Yeah. That's all I want.
Yeah.
Designated front stage viewing area, VIP bar, VIP bathrooms. You're all good, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Congrats. Okay, hold the line. We'll hook you up, okay? Hi, The Buzz. Good morning. Jerk or justified?
I'm confused, but I'm going to say, yeah, sit where you sit and you don't throw a fit.
Oh. Okay, so for the family to always make dad sit in the uncomfortable middle, jerk or justified?
Jerk.
Oh, okay. Jerk, yeah.
But I got a little confused with the two of you this morning.
Uh-huh.
Maybe because I'm not awake, but I didn't know if it was him or them on trial, but if it was him, that's where I'd say you sit where you sit and you don't throw
a fit. Yeah, okay. Yeah, it was a little confusing. It was a little confusing in the beginning. We apologize. Okay, very good. So jerk.
Yeah, jerk it is. Jerk it is. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye. I get it.
And then you put your tailing under jerk. My messages are coming in on 98.9 The Buzz on socials. Jerk, why should the shortest person get the window? Why should the shortest person get the window every time? Mm. Oh, yeah. Mm. She's the one who actually fits comfortably in the middle. Well, nobody fits comfortably in the middle. Nobody.
Well, if you're smaller than taller, then...
Toddlers. Right? Toddlers fit comfortably in the middle, and we'll never put our toddler in the middle because they want to sit the window seat.
Yeah, but your toddler is always there to lay in your lap, open up the armrest, and then they can like look over. I mean, there's only so much to see for a couple of minutes. Maybe once while you're in the air and once taking off and landing. That's it.
Oh, my gosh. If it bothers you enough to complain about it, switch seats before takeoff or book differently. Oh, my God. Wait a minute. What if you book a totally different aisle? Have you ever done that?
No.
Oh, okay.
I've been forced to sit differently but because we couldn't get all the seats together.
Just so nobody will have to sit in the middle. Well, somebody's going to have to sit in the middle. Unless you have a stranger in between you and your kid.
I've had that happen.
Has anyone ever done that?
Yeah, I've had that happen. Yeah. But then they agreed to sit on the outside. Because they had the middle seat. Yeah.
Of course they're going to agree.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, even though it happens in most families, the majority of you have ruled this to be
jerk.
Jerk.
Yeah, yeah.
Jerk. Yeah,
yeah.
Jerk.
Yeah, yeah.
Or justified.
98.9.
Oh, no, this one just came in. If she expects the better seat every single flight without even asking, that's not partnership.
Yeah, God.
Well, now they're all coming in. Jerk, marriage doesn't mean one person loses every travel perk.
That's right.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does. That's being a dad. Didn't you know that's what you signed up for?
Ooh, I'm so chivalrous. Oh, I'm such a dad. You're going to hate me your entire life and go into therapy because you had to sit in the middle. Ugh.
You always want to be the chivalrous guy, yet you're complaining that we give you the opportunity to be chivalrous. Makes zero sense.
999% of the time. I'm chivalrous.
Here on the leaderboard with your winning with two. I have yet to predict a trial correctly this week.
2-0. Good.
98.9 The Buzz.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good morning, 98.9 The Buzz. It's Spisano and Sandy, our 8 o'clock hour. Welcome to it. If you give us a couple of minutes, we really appreciate it. I'm Scott Spisano. There's Sandy Waters out there. Hot, summer-like, hazy. Canadian wildfire hazy. 88 degrees today.
Don't breathe in deep. Do not breathe in deep, people. Okay, so this is the most bizarre, weird thing that apparently has been happening for some time. Mm-hmm. And it's just never happened to me. And I'm curious, is this happening to you where you get this mysterious package? So Channel 10 did this report. And it's actually the woman that they interviewed who received this mysterious package, mm-hmm. Amy, she's totally part of the Buzz fam. She messages us all the time.
Yeah.
So I was trying to, I texted her, but she didn't respond.
Yeah, we reached out. I'm just waiting to see if she's busy or call back or get the number or whatever. But
she got this mysterious package. She didn't order anything. She gets home from work and she sees this package on her front stoop. So she opens it up and because it was addressed to her.
Mm-hmm.
And she found a half dozen hard plastic multicolored pebbles inside.
Do you see the picture? They look like jelly beans, or like kind of oddly shaped like jelly beans. There's like six of them. And it was in the package so light that the guy put a rock on top of the package.
And she does not know where they came from, who they're coming from. And I guess apparently it's a scam and it's called brushing. The brushing scam?
Brushing?
I have never heard of this, but other people on social media were like, oh, yeah, that happened to me. This has been going on for some time. So if this has ever happened to you, let us know. Hmm. But I guess apparently brushing happens when a package appears right on your doorstep. You didn't request it.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't order it.
Mm-hmm.
The company sending the items are simply using your address.
Hmm.
They then post fake positive reviews on their website to boost their seller rating, which translates into more sales for them, and it's junk stuff that they're selling.
Oh, wow. And this means, though, if it does happen to you, that means that the people behind this have your personal information.
Well, that's my question. That's the cloudy area. First, you can look up an address anywhere on Zillow. You know what I mean? It doesn't.
True. Mm-hmm.
So why do they need to send me something? to get the reviews and ratings. And what personal information do they have more than what you can find on Zillow?
Almost ironically, it sounds like they're doing it to try to be somewhat legal. Like, so, yeah, hey, we sent it to an address and that, you know, and they wrote a, you know, they wrote a, maybe it's harder to find a fake review when getting investigated into, finding that they pull up their records and, hey, these people ordered this, it went to their house. Maybe that's why.
If somebody wrote a fake review on my behalf, I would have no idea. I'm never looking at the reviews.
Right.
So I don't understand why they need to send the package.
Right. Maybe to verify.
And how does that all of a sudden make it legal?
I don't know.
I'm so confused by this brushing scam.
The thing you should be worried about is that somebody got your address, where, however they got your address.
Again, does it matter? Because you can go on Zillow. People have my address. People have your address. It's like out there. I wonder if I even looked up where does Scott Spisano live, if it'll tell me. Not that I'll say your address on the air. But
thanks,
you know what
lot.
I mean? Like, it's so easy to find this information. So how is this brushing scam really dangerous?
Does it more hurt? I don't know. I don't know. Does it hurt? Yeah, it doesn't hurt you. You get free crap, which is real crap. It's like literally nothing. It's six pieces of plastic rock that looks like the size of a pebble, which came. It's like junk.
Okay, so I can't look up specific in your house, but I can look up in Webster because you've said
that. Don't please.
Well, you said you lived in Webster.
Yeah, I know, but don't amplify it.
Don't get all anxious.
Don't amplify it. Listen.
Don't amplify it.
I can't look up Sandy Waters because that's not your.
That's not my real last name. You could say that.
So
I don't care.
So okay, let's move this forward to like how do we combat this stuff? Do the postal inspectors?
Do you need to? Like, is Amy so freaked out by this mysterious package? And then some people were calling her out. Why'd you open it up? I don't know, because you have a package on your doorstep addressed to you.
Yeah.
Who's not opening it?
How about I'm getting bills for, like, T-Mobile from some guy addressed to my address. I'm getting financial statements and all that stuff, and I do not know what to do about it. I put
you
it back. Not yeah, I put back on the mail, like, not at this address, and I put it back in, but I still keep getting them.
Wait, is it a guy's name? It's an actual guy's name, but your address.
Correct, yeah.
Was it the previous owner?
Nope. And he owes like $900 to T-Mobile.
Oh, man. Pay off his bill for him.
Sure,
come
no
on.
Problem.
Here's Scott Spisano.
Good
these
guy.
Nice things. Yes.
I'm a millionaire.
You're a chivalrous guy.
So what,
you do these nice things in quiet.
What, yeah, what do you do? What do you do when stuff like this happens? When you get weird stuff from the post office, you don't know what to do with it. I mean, by the way, if you do get something like this and you do get brushed, you are literally allowed legally to keep what they sent to you for free. You don't have to send it back.
Oh, thanks for my little pebbles. Thank you for that. I almost have, because of so many people responded to this post on the TV station's website, I almost have a little bit of FOMO. I almost what? This is almost like a secret admirer kind of package. This is almost like a surprise.
Really?
I kind of want something.
I'm going to start sending you like useless crap. And
all your 3D prints that your wife kicks out of the house.
That is not useless crap. Thank you.
Okay. What is it? What's the phrase? Someone's trash is another treasure?
Correct. Yes.
Someone's trash is 3D printed by Scott. Whatever.
Would you? Can you be any meaner this break?
I'm sorry. I'm in a mood today.
You are in a mood. People hate you.
My patch isn't working.
People hate you. Stop being mean.
Now, hold on a second. People don't hate me.
Stop that.
I'm not being mean. I'm just teasing you.
It's coming up on 816 relentlessly on 98.9 The Buzz.
30-second pitch is coming up. So we're starting a new thing called 30-second pitch. You got 30 seconds on the clock to pitch your gripe. And today, he wants to pitch to his wife why their kid needs to move out. If you can relate to this, you're going to love this.
Spisano and Sandy, 27 years of waking you up.
I remember that one time when I was super young and I was just barely legal and we went on the Sunset Booze Cruise together and there was a bunch of people and it was a lot of fun. That was crazy.
The morning show you grew up on is now on 98.9 The Buzz.
Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like,
you with the crew?
You from the D?
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold.
You see skins, girl?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305.
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 47?
You see Judges 62?
Shohei's 50-50.
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city. Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Meola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen of the Buzz fam, welcome to Spaziano and Sandy's 32nd pick. Every week, someone from the Buzz fam gets 30 seconds to pitch their big idea to our panel of judges. Sandy Waters, ladies and gentlemen. And yeah, go ahead, you can clap for yourself.
For myself?
Yes,
okay.
You can clap for yourself. And of course, our special expert, judge, two-time Emmy Award-winning producer and founder of Big Brand Ventures, Brandon T. Adams.
Yeah!
What's up?
Our contestant is Mark from Webster. Mark, are you there?
Yeah.
Hi, buddy. Mark, tell us your little story and what you want to do today.
I have to have this difficult conversation with my wife. We need to ask my son to move out.
Oh.
How old is your son?
He's 24.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Okay.
Out of college.
Oh, yeah.
College for 2 years.
Oh, okay. All
What's
right.
he doing? Does he have a job?
Yeah, he does.
Like a full-time job or like a career-type job, or is it?
No, he has a career-type job.
Okay.
It's not exactly entry-level, but, you know, like, it's a job he can grow with.
Okay, that's
so
good.
So I'm assuming your wife doesn't mind that he lives at home and you want him out.
Yes. I don't think we're doing him a service.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go.
So you got to figure this out. Okay, so you want to pitch your wife. You'll have 30 seconds to do this, all right? Okay.
Okay.
Here we go. Ready? Go.
Okay, this is what I want to say. Honey, listen, you know I love our boy. You love him. We're proud of him. And nobody's pretending that life is easy right now. Obviously, rent is insane. Groceries cost like they're, you know, have to be imported from the moon. And becoming an adult somehow like now requires a subscription plan or 20. Mm-hmm. But here's the truth.
Oh, dear.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, dear. Oh, no.
Oh, my
okay.
God.
Let's see here. Brandon, let's talk this out.
I got a question. I mean, is he paying rent?
No.
Oh, he's
is
not.
Is he paying for groceries?
I mean, he chips in a little bit here and there. I think, you know, basically to so that we buy the food he wants.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I just a thought here. I know we're pitching to get him out of the house, but as an entrepreneur, I'm thinking, hey, maybe there's a way for you to bring some money in. You look at what he would have to pay in rent somewhere else. No. Maybe that's $1,500 a month.
Uh-huh.
And you could go to your wife and say, hey, we should be charging him $1,200 a month. He either pays the fee or he gets out.
Mm-hmm.
Then you make some money or he leaves.
Oh, good idea.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree. That was one of the options that I was going to suggest because I just think, you know, he needs to start adulting a little bit.
Mm.
And, you know.
I have a 20, almost 22-year-old, and she still lives at home. And I tell my husband all the time, she is welcome to live here for, you know,
till she's
72 years
forever.
Old. Forever. I'm
Jeez.
Fine with it.
Really?
It's expensive out there. And why set your kid up to fail?
You're not setting your kid up to fail. When you give him that chance to, like, I better do something.
You got to throw him in the fire, Scott. Yeah. You got to throw him to the streets and let them figure it out.
Yeah,
don't
figure it out
to me. But I can't. Throw your kid to the street, Brandon. That sounds so bad.
No, it's true, because if you don't let them grow, if you grow for them, they're never going to grow.
Yes, I know. But this could be the time that maybe you put an end date. Okay, you're 24 years old. Maybe by 26. Same. Or maybe by 25. Yeah. But
no,
to kick him
a 6-month date.
Yeah.
You have six months to get out of my house.
Yeah.
You are harsh, Brandon. Yeah. You are harsh. Where's your life?
They will thank you later.
Yeah. And you know what? That would make it right around New Year's if we started today.
Yeah. A New Year's resolution. Yes. There we go.
Yeah.
I'm all about helping your kid, save the money. Save.
Yeah.
You can afford it.
I mean, here's an idea. What about we charge them rent, and when they move out, they get that money. They get the money that we were.
Yeah.
So that's actually a real. I was just gonna say that. I have a very wealthy friend that did that, and then the father gave them the money at the end. They use that money for a down payment of the house. So that's a really good idea, but they have to pay the money every month.
Yeah. Right. They don't know what's going back to them until afterwards.
Train the financial. The financial muscle.
Right.
You know, we got to take the training wheels off.
That's too bad.
It's auto draft. It's auto out of their accounts. Yeah. You don't have to be hitting them up every month for money.
Too bad that did not make it to the 30-second pitch, though.
So based on the pitch, what do you call it, Sandy Waters?
Well, based on the pitch itself and the whole idea, I'm a mama bear. I say nay.
Okay, Brandon.
I'm very... I don't know what the word, ruthless. Let's put it that way. It's definitely a nay for me, but I do want you to see this as a business opportunity or opportunity to get them to learn for their own.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. You and me.
Yeah. All right. Well, you
want to talk to my wife?
Brandon, will you pitch his wife?
Tell her to check out my podcast. She'll know.
Yeah, exactly. All right. There you go, Mark. Godspeed, my friend. At least you worked you out a little bit here, and I hope the pitch goes better with your wife than it did with us. Tune in next week for the 30-second pitch from 98.9 The Buzz.
Spisano and Sandy.
Yeah, 98.9 The Buzz. Spisano and Sandy. Scott Spisano, Sandy Waters, following up to our 30-second pitch where Mark came on and wanted to get his 22-year-old, fully employed, son out of the house because it was time.
I'm 22.
Huh?
It's a big difference. 24 and 22 is a big difference. He was 24.
Oh, he's 24. Yeah.
24 has a job, a career type job, and he wants him out of the house, but his wife doesn't. He gave us the pitch.
And I got to admit, he stumbled on the pitch, but the concept was very strong. I thought it should have been a yay.
His pitch was horrible.
He stumbled in it.
The poor thing was so nervous. It was horrible. There's no way you could say yay to the pitch itself because he didn't make it in time either. The buzzer ran off.
30 seconds.
But the idea of the pitch, let's say he nailed it. I still would say nay.
Why?
I still do not agree.
You know how much harm that does to your kid? By protecting them to the point where they don't know how to deal with society at a quarter century.
Right there. I'm going to stop you right there. Hmm. Why does allowing them to live at home all of a sudden shelter them from society? They're still contributing to the house. It depends on how you're allowing them to live with you.
Relationships are the first thing. You're screwing their relationship possibilities right there. They can't have their own space. And you're not going to invite a gal or whatever, a friend over to while mom and dad are
home. Oh, heck no. I'm not having you. Who's sleeping over? No.
Right.
So from the Buzz fam, Elizabeth messaged us. Despite my mom not wanting me to leave, I paid all my student loans from RIT. Holy cow.
Yikes.
That's some
what
student
is she,
loans.
What are you, 50?
Parents can help at any time, but push the kids out first.
Right.
But I won't lie. Our parents promised my sister and I that they would pay our car insurance for the first car we owned. I had my car for years. And trust me, I did milk that one. Yeah.
self.
Obviously, the first car, you're going to all of a sudden let your kid pay the car insurance?
Yes.
The first car?
I pay nothing for my kid's first car insurance. I pay nothing for that. I do not pay their phones. It's up to them. You make the money, you get what you get. If you want a nice car, make enough money for a nice car.
Okay. Here's the question then. At what age should your kid be kicked off? So, at what age from the house? Kick them out of the house. What age are you talking about?
Is it a job or after college?
How about the phone bill? At what age are we kicking them off the phone bill?
18. If you don't have a job by the time you're 18, then you're a loser. Next.
You'll be calling people losers.
Get a job. Well, we had to. Get a job, especially in this day and age. You're a loser if you don't have a job by your 18.
How about car insurance?
Car insurance? As soon as you get a car insurance.
16?
As soon as you get a car and you pay for your car, you should pay for the insurance. You should also pay for the gas and the maintenance.
Oh, my. You are tough. As much of a rollover, pushover parent you are, when it comes to money, you are tough. All of a sudden, now you're strong.
All of a sudden, I've always been like this. My kids have never...
No, but I'm saying, compared to what your normal parenting style is, you're very lackadaisical. You're
absolutely
very pushover parent.
But,
the minute it comes to finances, then you're like, yeah, cut off.
When it comes to responsibilities, it's that.
Oh, is that what it is?
It's not just finance. It's not just money. It's, you know, yeah. Yeah, no, I mean...
What else is there in life that they would have to pay for? Subscriptions. Subscriptions?
Everything bases on, as soon as you start making your own money, then you get to spend it. You
I'm not cut off of everything?
I'm not paying it for you, no.
What if they're like 16, and they got their new first part-time job, they're not working that many hours, then there's a birthday coming up, one of their friends, who's paying for that birthday gift?
They are. I'm not paying for your friend's birthday gift. I probably don't even know your friend.
My gosh, you are so harsh.
No.
When did you become the harsh parent?
I'm not. Doesn't everybody do this? If you don't take your kid off the teat, then they're going to be in trouble later in life.
How are they supposed to save money and build up enough money to move out? Listen, there's a record 25 million adults under 35 who still live at home.
Well, that has to do with the economy and what's going on right now. But you got to do the best you can.
And they all have jobs. That stat from Realtor.com or whatever it was, roughly 1 in 3 adults under 35 still live at home. A freaking 34-year-old.
Can you imagine?
And they said they have careers. They have jobs. Yeah. It's just life is too expensive.
First-time house, tiny little thing in Irondequoit. My niece and her husband. It was like 300 grand. And it was like not a big, it's like, it's impossible. We're at a breaking point right now. And thank God they passed that housing bill the other day. Yeah.
Wait a minute, that's more than my house, and that's their starter home?
Yeah.
How are they affording that?
Exactly. It's tough.
So, live with me, honeys. Stay here.
You can look up Sandy, you can look up Sandy's address online.
You probably can.
There you go. So would you overturn the yay or nay? I would. I would say, get him out of the house as soon as you can, as long as he can afford it.
Well, sorry. Nobody else called up to overturn it, so it stands. Nay.
Spisano and Sandy, waking you up.
Yeah, it's all right. Pick your battles.
If you ever want to pitch your gripe, you got 30 seconds on the clock to do so. Let us know. 30-second pitch every Wednesday.
And please, would you rehearse it ahead of time, please? At least write it down and read it back to us. Because I don't want it to stall out like that. Dude, Mark. Poor dude.
Poor Mark. He got nervous.
Anyway, it's coming up on 9 o'clock. The commercial-free 98 starts then. We got 98 straight minutes of your Buzz to Work music.
Yes, and tomorrow is Live Audience Thursday. This is where we invite you into the studio to finish out the last hour of the show with us. Chris Tiffany will be in tomorrow. Nisa, Kenzie, and her mom has some history with you. Can't wait to talk about that on the air.
Excellent. Will we have pictures or video? That's the question.
I don't know. Kenzie's mom, are you listening? Jody, bring it in.
Hey.
Okay, so right now it is time to say... We out.
We out, like that 24-year-old son that has his own career.
Get out of my house.
See you, bye.
98.9 The Buzz. Thanks for spending your morning with Spisano and Sandy. You're the best.
Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like,
you with the crew?
You from the D?
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold.
You see skins, girl?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305.
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 47?
You see Judges 62?
Shohei's 50-50.
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city. Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Hey y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love.